Lisa and Pete. Ah, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow and Chipper Funerals.
Eurovision.
It's on as we speak. The semi-final is tonight, 7:30, and that is featuring our very own Isaiah.
I thought he'd already been in his semi-final.
No, well, that's not what I'm reading here.
It's like the soccer.
Semi-final 2 will be tomorrow night, 7:30, and then the grand final, hopefully we're in it, Sunday night at 7:30 on SBS as we cross now to Ukraine with our man Joel Creasy. So good to have you on the show.
Hello, and I can explain the semi-final thing to you. So we have competed, but we've air into Australia at 5 a.m. for the superfans, and then we re-air at 7:30 p.m. over the weekend for people that can watch it at normal time. So Isaiah is already into the grand final.
Yes. Can I just tell you, watching it at normal time doesn't work. The reason Eurovision works is because you've come home from a big Saturday night out, you've been dancing at Connections all night, and it's like, what's this on telly now? This is hilarious. And that's when you want to watch it, at 4:30 in the morning.
Yes, exactly. So you can get up at, in Perth, it's like 3 a.m. On Sunday morning, you can see Isaiah in the grand final. Plus also last night, Anya, who won The Voice for Australia a few years ago, she's in the grand final representing Denmark. She's cheating on us.
Splitter. Wow.
What? Oh, wow.
Is it just a feast for the eyes everywhere you look? Terrible, overdone makeup, crazy costumes.
Crazy costumes, a lot of hotties. The contestant from Israel and Sweden in particular, very good looking.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of glitter and people aren't shy in a costume.
and there's some guy whipping his hair back and forth. And now the Portugal guy, he sounded a bit like the Swedish chef to me. I'm curious to hear the rest of his song because he's really leaped ahead in the betting.
Yeah, he performed in semi-final 1 and they could take it out. It's a very sweet song. And it's in his language. I can't remember what
Portuguese.
I think it's Portuguese. I'm not sure if it's actually in Portuguese. It's all very Nando's.
Well,
Nando's.
Joel.
We didn't even...
No, this wasn't even planned. But you know what? I'm so glad you mentioned Nando's because we need a bit of a favour from you.
Yes, I can.
On a whole different subject.
So just to
make it quick, Pete.
Yeah, real quick. I've sent you a tweet from my Twitter at Pete Corelli, and I'm trying to get free Nando's barbecue thigh fillers for a year, and I need 100,000 retweets. So I really would appreciate it if you could retweet the tweet that I tweeted you.
Oh my God, how hilarious! All right, I will do it right now. Who knows what will happen on Ukrainian Wi-Fi? I'll either retweet it once or 100,000 times for you.
Yes. Exactly. And then Nando's will have a Kiev thigh fillet, I'm sure. It all will be lovely in the end. Joel, we really look forward to seeing the guts of the show on Sunday morning, early in the morning. I'll be watching it. What are you wearing?
I'm actually going to be wearing a tuxedo for the grand final.
Oh.
But, you know, it snowed here yesterday. So, you know, the weather's been very confusing because a couple of days ago I was in some shorts. Now it's snowing. It's all very bipolar and confusing, but I'm loving it.
Hey,
it's almost as far as the pole. Definitely.
Isaiah Firebrace. Isaiah, Aioli. Mate, have you had a chance to actually catch up with him and have a chat to him about how he's feeling, how he's going? Is he soaking it all in?
Yeah, he's great. He's amazing. I've spent the last week with him. He's so chill. Like, if I was performing at Eurovision, I would be freaking out.
I know.
He's so calm. And he's lovely. Yeah, I think he's... I think he just loves to sing. Like, everyone around him is more nervous than he is himself.
It was like that with Dami. Well, I like to hear him. I like to look at him. He's such a little cutie. And it'll be great to see the show. Your hair's still blonde. I'm loving the blonde. Like the real white blonde.
Oh, thank you. People think I'm Julian Assange commentating for Australia.
If it was, he would have already told us who won, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, precisely. He would have leaked it.
Hey, Joel, enjoy the rest of it. Have an absolute blast. We're looking forward to having you back in the country. Just quickly, what's the next thing that we're going to be seeing you on from here?
I'll be performing my new stand-up show. I'll bring it to Perth at the Astor Theatre in June at some point.
Excellent.
So, I've got to continue my tour.
And the tradition of testing the waters here in Perth as well, you should. Good. We'll be there.
All right, Joel. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for coming to see us.
Thanks so much, you guys.
This is The Story So Far.
Nugs for Carter has been a saga on Twitter for the past few weeks. The whole ordeal kicked off when Carter Wilkerson asked Wendy's. He tweeted them and said, how many retweets for a year's supply of chicken nuggets? And they replied, 18 million. 3.5 million retweets is what he's up to. I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a try. And I tweeted Nando's. And I said, hey, how many retweets for barbecue thigh fillets for a year? And they've gone 18 million. So we're chasing
this. Are we going global with this?
We're going global, Lise.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Lise, we could put on a big lunch where we do the whole year's worth of barbecue thigh fillets in the middle of Forest Chase. We have Kath Palfreyman, who is the PR manager of Nando's, on the line. It is so good to speak to you. This is a dream come true for me, Kath.
You're so close. What is it? 17,999,898 away.
You know what? I reckon realistically, Perth, smaller market, would you settle for 100,000 retweets?
Yeah, I think 100,000 is a pretty good figure.
If you go to Twitter, at Pete Corelli, PeteCurulli, I don't want likes. Likes are as good as Monopoly money. I need retweets.
We've had some really big stars and celebs jump in on this.
Massive.
We had Rove McManus.
Rove.
Yep.
I like the bit about the duck.
Peking
when
duck.
Duck retweets Nando's.
Man, wow. Peking
symmetry.
Duck.
Peking duck.
And of course, Joel Creasy. So far, we're past the 200 mark.
It's the talk of Eurovision.
It really is.
I will
is.
Have you know, it's going to rise like a phoenix.
And not just the talk of Eurovision, but also the talk of Cannington. Of course, Nando's lovers will know there's a great Nando's out there at Carousel Shopping Centre.
Can you? I mean, aren't they all great?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
it's
good point,
it's a tautology.
Lise. Well said.
To say a great Nando's, you just say Nando's.
And Ray from Cannington has given us a buzz just because he heard us talking about Nando's with a story, eh, Ray?
Yes, I've got a little bit of Nando's news.
Nando's news.
And I'm actually bragging a little bit, but just to show that I've been around for quite a while also.
All right, let's hear it, Ray. What's your Nando's news?
We ate in the first Nando's in the world.
Oh, the inaugural thigh fillet. You
That's
ate
right.
it.
So, Ray, take us back. How long ago was this?
It was around about 84, 85.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
And it was in Johannesburg North. It was they were on Louis Botha Avenue, which is the main road that leads between Johannesburg and Pretoria.
Right.
Yeah. And they were just north of Highlands North. And I can't remember the suburb, but they were a Portuguese restaurant that was there for ages. And we used to visit them every time we went to Johannesburg, mainly to see my in-laws and that.
Yeah.
And we used to go there, and then when we were packing my in-laws up to go to live with us down in on the southern coast,
yeah,
we needed the dinner one night, and we didn't have anything in the house to be able to cook with or cook on because it was all packed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, let's go down the road to our favorite Portuguese place and go and see. And there it was. It was Nando's. It was now Nando's, and it had all this interior and everything changed and everything.
Wow.
Far out.
Pete's thinking, I hope you saved a napkin or something for prosperity.
Yeah, what did you eat? Do you remember what it was that you had?
I had chicken breast with all of the trimmings and a Portuguese salad. And my wife had a chicken burger, also with chips and Portuguese salad.
Makes sense. What were you expecting, Pete, in parlour?
No, well, I just want to know if the menu that we know of today, it was around back then. And like that,
It's changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
And yet you remember, I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. It probably wasn't healthy, but anyway.
Oh, gee.
Well, that's what I normally used to like. I used to like that so much, and that's why I always used to buy it.
Well, Ray, I can't thank you enough for sharing the history, because it's just, it's a beautiful thing. You've got me on the edge of my seat right now. You really do. So thank you so much for taking the time to call and chat to us.
Thank you, Ray.
That's a pleasure. You take care. I just loved your show yesterday afternoon. Awesome.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Mate, and you know what? We'll have to grab you sometime for a cheeky Nando's and relive those memories, okay?
We can do that.
And, of course, a retweet.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Take care.
Oh, wow. Gee whiz, Lisa.
He
just
looks like he just met Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's
the Jedi. He's the Jedi
Master.
The
original Poobah of the Nando's.
He really is.
We're going to get him down.
We do. We have to get together with Ray at some stage because that's just phenomenal. Unreal. Look, if you want to help us out, we need 100,000 retweets for a year's supply of barbecue thigh fillets. It's what we're chasing here.
Well, it's gone from, a desperate plea for, free food on your behalf to just a journey into the history of a little Portuguese restaurant that could.
That's how the
Nando's.
Big stories that people talk about for years down the track start, Lise. It really
maybe
is.
Not years, but... the end of the weekend.
At Pete Corelli, that's the Twitter. Go there, you'll see the pinned tweet, retweet it, help us out. It's Lisa and Pete.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow and Chipper Funerals.